What finally happened to him?
Well, the story goes on. The next day I came and I said, you know, I was so excited. I was worn out, really, to tell you the truth. I went home, told my wife. I was so worn out from this experience. And the next day he reported to me that an angel was ministering to him in the hospital. And every time he would become fearful or frightened, this angel would come down and minister to him in that hospital bed and then comfort him and then leave. And then he would be fearful again. The angel would appear and comfort him and leave. And Jeff has a mighty testimony to tell. He's been at church. He's given that testimony. But he struggles with it, Pat.
Why?
Because he said, you know, I wasn't a Christian. I wasn't a believer. I was just simply a car mechanic. And the Lord came into my life. Why did he pick me, Dr. Crandall? I was no one. I wasn't a religious person. I wasn't a Christian. I wasn't a believer. But he came and picked me. Why did he pick me, Dr. Crandall? Why not that minister over there or that believer over there? And I told Jeff, I said, Jeff, the Lord picked you for a reason. Mm-hmm. And he picks everyone for a special reason, that you're special in his eyes.
What was the calling? Does he have something? Is he doing something?
Well, he's trying to figure out this whole walk with Jesus. You know, he can't believe that it happened, but he knows it happened. He knows that something dramatic happened in his life, and he's trying to put his life together right now.
Incredible. Purple, black, gone.
Dead. Gone, trash. Worth nothing.
Oh, my word. You know, this is unusual to see a cardiologist with your training that prays for people. Do you do that now? You pray for your patients.
Pat, it's out of control. We pray all day long.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay. The Lord won't quit.
Well, you know, Pat, when you see a dead man come back to life, that creates a boldness in you that you can't turn away. Mm. When we see people come in tormented by fear, anxiety, suicide, we pray over them, and in the mighty name of Jesus, that leaves. We've seen tumors disappear. We've seen ulcers on bodies where they're going to chop the leg off disappear, and that person has been completely healed in the name of Jesus.
What do your colleagues think? Do they think it's a freak show, or do they think it's real?
Well, I think initially, many years ago, they thought I was weird and odd. Mm-hmm. But now they've seen the miraculous. They haven't accepted the Lord, but they've seen the miraculous. And now they're coming to me for counseling.
Praise the Lord.
You know? And we tell them about the mighty works of Jesus. We had a colleague whose daughter had cancer. We prayed for that girl, and now she's doing well. We've seen miracles weekly, Pat, weekly. Salvations weekly in the name of Jesus. And all I have to do is pray with that patient. A simple prayer.
Nothing special, no incantation, no laying on of hands, just pray.
Just pray. Simply praying. And we do lay hands and we anoint in oil, and we've seen great things because of that. But Pat, we use the best of medicine to treat patients and the best of Jesus. And we bring that in together, and that disease can't escape. Conventional medicine here, Jesus over here, and that disease has to go in the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise God. I don't know what to say. Have you seen any others raised from the dead, or is this the only one?
Well, Pat, I've had one other.
Have you?
And it's when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, as a believer, I wanted everything that Jesus could give me. And I read in this Bible that you can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, often confirmed by the speaking in tongues. And I wanted that. Mm-hmm. And I was crying out for it for 3 months because I had a situation at home with a sick child, and I needed everything that Jesus could give me. Mm-hmm. And I was crying, Lord, give me the baptism of the mighty Holy Spirit for 3 months. And I'd be driving in my car, and I'd be some gibberish. It was just flesh, and it was nothing. And I kept going to God. I need this gift, Lord. If this is real, I need it. Then one day it happened, Pat. Mm. A patient came to the emergency room. She had a massive heart attack. We took her to the surgery site, and we brought her in, like I'm dressed now. We brought her into the operating room, and we started working on her, and her heart stopped because of this massive, massive heart attack. Mm-hmm. And the Lord knew at that moment that was the moment that I needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And without control, Pat, when that patient went flatline on that operating room table, all of a sudden my hands went up over my body, over that body on the stretcher or on the operating room table, and all of a sudden I started speaking this new language that I had never spoken before. And it was this language of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I started speaking this unknown language over this lady, crying out for her life in Jesus' name. And I couldn't put my arms down, and I couldn't not stop the flow of these words. It was like a river, Pat, coming out of my mouth, coming forth over this woman for 5 minutes. And again, these nurses looking at me. Not believing what is happening. They were waiting for me to tell them to get the defibrillator, to do this, to do that. They're running around the room waiting for this thing to break. And all of a sudden, this heartbeat came back on that patient, Pat. No medicine, no defibrillator pads, but the heartbeat, because of the Word of God, the mighty Holy Ghost Spirit crying out over that woman, that this heartbeat returned to normal. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I ran up to the head of the bed. I checked the eyes. They weren't fixed or dilated. They were working. And we finished that case, and that woman lived. And I was so amazed that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I wasn't focused on raising someone from the dead.
Yeah, but God gave it to you.
God gave it to me. In Jesus' name.
What a ministry. Man, I am so thrilled. Wait, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, are you flooded with patients now that just say, I want to get to that man and praise?
Well, we get people from all over the world that come in.
Do you?
And it's exciting. Our heart is really to take care of men and women of God, missionaries and ministers.
Yeah.
And we have a strong practice in that direction. But they can contact me at our website,
right,
which is ChaunceyCrandallMD.com.
That's easy. ChaunceyCrandallMD.com.
Right.
Well, you'll probably get a flood of patients. I hope they're not wheeling all these dead people in for you.
Well, you know, Pat, the amazing thing is, if you're willing to go to the front line of battle, you'll see the miracles of God.
Mm.
So I ask God now, send me the most difficult cases, Lord Father, so I can see the miraculous in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Brother, I'm inspired. God bless you.
Thank you, Pat.
God bless you.
You're a blessing to us.
Thank you.
Your ministry.
Dr. Crandall, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say, but if you need prayer, why don't you give us a call? We're here for you. We love you. 1-800-759-0700. Let's believe God for miracles. With Him, all things are possible. We're going to be back with more after this. Stay tuned.